Jeff Blankman joined here today by South Central Calhoun head wrestling coach Lance Schultz. They're coming off an outstanding year this year, took third in the Twin Lakes Conference, 18-8 overall, and took four kids down to the state wrestling tournament. So, coach, congratulations. For a young group, you guys really had a great year.
You know, not too bad. You use words outstanding, things like that, and I appreciate that. But the program we've had since we went together, and even before that, we went 5 out of 6 years winning a conference title. So third's not our goal, you know, but it's still good, you know. So we'll take that. You know, our dual meet record was 18-8, I've done this for 27 years, and I think our average dual meet record over 27 years is like 18-6. So that stuff kind of comes into my head. And outstanding, yeah, I like it, you know. But again, I think the whole team, the coaching staff, you know, can look back at this season and see some of the things that were out of our control, in our control, that maybe could have been a little bit better. And, you know, it was a good way to finish the season with four guys down at state. Again, I think we were missing one there, maybe two that could have got there. Bringing home two medals is a great accomplishment by these guys. I was talking to you a little bit ago before we got on air here that I think they were a little unsatisfied. So it's a good thing, you know, to get the success that we had, but it's also a good thing that hopefully will drive them in the off season here.
Did you see the buy-in throughout the season that you liked, or did it come that you were talking to me about everything they want to do in the off season? Did that come later in the year when they maybe didn't reach the goals they had?
You know, it's throughout the season you have your highs and your lows, and I know that it's, you know, your preseason's pretty tough. It's getting in shape, and we had a ton of success before Christmas. We were 11-1 going into Christmas break. I think ranked in the top 14 in state duels. Had beaten some pretty good teams. And then we had some illness go through our team, had some injuries go through our team. And we don't have the depth that we used to have. And when you start taking one or two or three or four, I think at times that we've had out of our lineup, that really hurts us. And so there was some ups and downs, you know, peaks and valleys. And I think we really, you know, peaked at the right time with the kids that we had that were healthy at the end of the season. And we saw some of our best wrestling, you know, at the end of the season, which was good. And that's what you always want to see. But I think as the season started, we were very young, like you said, and guys that were coming in that were 9-8 last year or maybe a 500 record, and all of a sudden they're coming in to break with these, you know, records like 20-2 or something like that. And, you know, can kind of see it, you know, and feel it when they're out there that they can compete with anybody. You know, then you always have those, you know, times when you're having a lot of success and then maybe it doesn't go your way for a week or so. And to try to see them rebound and come back, or maybe they don't, and that's a learning thing. And with the youth of this team, you know, I think they needed to go through that. And we kind of did that in the second half of the season. And I think we saw things start to turn around towards the end. But there's a lot of things that are out of your control, upsets, you know, guys that catch you in a move, and that's all it takes at the end at sectionals and districts to stop your season. But I think those guys saw that early, kind of had a lull, and then at the end saw the success that those guys were competing against, that these other guys were having down at state, especially guys down there. I think it's going to drive them. I'm hearing a lot of talk. You know, I hear a lot of talk every year when the season's over, but I think this is a group that's going to follow through. We're doing some things in the off season, and hopefully bring some nice, you know, some good things next year for us.
Coach, you mentioned the great start you guys had ranked, and then you kind of suffered the injuries and the illnesses. When did you feel like the ship started turning back the direction you needed it to there late in the season?
You know, I think around the conference tournament time, we had five champions, and we had some illness yet again, so it hurt us in a duel with Woodward Granger. But when we went to the Ida Grove tournament, I think there was, what was there, 5, 6, 7, 8 ranked teams in state, class 2A and 1A, and Carroll's there, a 3A school. And we finished 6th in that tournament. And I think right around that time was when, you know, we started in our minds, I think, said, you know what, we got sectionals and districts and state coming. I think we can really do some good things. We had influenza B and strep throat go through the week of sectionals, and then we had a couple of those things the week before. totally out of our control. But as far as the mentality, I think I saw it around the conference tournament time that Herb Ergen's Ida Grove tournament time, that they were saying to themselves, you know, we can really do this. We can compete with those guys down in Des Moines.
With the conference tournament getting moved this year because of the weather, did that help or hurt you guys?
That hurt us. You know, you went a couple of days, I think, with no school, so no practice. And you know, it was an unusual year for me to have a gentleman, Landon Schleissman, that was doing two different sports at the same time. Obviously, when he was in our lineup, we got him one time during the week for some duels, and that was probably the best we looked as a dual team was when he was in our lineup for that. Tournaments, he was at most tournaments because they were on Saturdays. This one got moved to Monday, so he was with us for the first couple rounds, and then he had to leave and go play a basketball game. So it's unusual. Great athlete, you know, and I commend him for everything he did. But I think as the season went on, too, we didn't see the gains in him that you would normally see in kids because I couldn't get him in practice every day. He was doing both things. So, you know, it was a unique situation, and I commend him for doing that. Great kid, and you know, you're not going to see that very often in kids to do something like that. So, you know, I thank him for everything he did. But it hurt us a little bit there, you know, and then we had the illness go through, and it, like I said, it's uncontrollable. So, some of those things happen. But, you know, Ida Grove was one of those tournaments, and that things started coming together. And in conference, like I said, it was, you know, not being at full strength. We had another one out with an injury. You know, it was probably a good, you know, 20, 30 points that we missed out on in that tournament and kept us third.
Coach, you mentioned Landon. With him playing basketball and wrestling, you got to control weight, got to keep his energy level up for both sports. And that's going to take communication with you and Clive Clark, the boys' basketball coach, as well. This is a unique situation. I've seen it a few times over the years in the 16, 20 years I've been doing high school sports. But how did you guys make that work so well?
Well, you know, I don't think we communicated a lot. I think we just kind of looked at I came into this with Landon coming to me wanting to try both. I said, I'll do whatever I can to make it work. And I know, you know, wrestling has their dual records. It has a team aspect to it. But basketball, much more. You know, there's got to be that camaraderie with the team. They got to be able to feel what each other's doing out there. Where wrestling, you go out on your own. And what you do helps the team. I didn't want him to ever miss a practice for basketball. That was my thing. So I did everything I could possible. I think he left early one time when he wrestled in a duel for us on a Thursday. He left basketball practice a little bit early. I didn't like it, you know, because like I said, I think that's a sport where you really need to feel your teammates and be able to, you know, to mend or gel with each other. So we did everything we could possible to keep him from missing that at all. So we, you know, we would maybe get him 45 minutes here, maybe an hour here, you know, maybe do some running, things like that, and not as consistent as maybe I wanted it to be. And like I said, I don't think you saw the gains in him that you would somebody else because of that reason. But with him being the athlete that he is, he brought something totally different to the table, you know, that a lot of people don't. And his weight wasn't really an issue. It's about what he weighs. You know, he maybe had to lose a pound or two to make weight the next day, which I think he probably just slept it off or got off and you know, got up in the morning and ran a mile or something to get it down to weight. So, you know, we just kind of, from my end, it was going around basketball. I knew anytime there was a basketball game, I was not going to even attempt to ask for him to miss because that's his thing. That's what he's done for 4 years, and that's where it is. So I took, you know, myself and my whole mentality took a back seat with this whole thing, and Landon helped us when he could, and I really appreciate what he did.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about some of the other kids. We'll start off in the lower weights. Riley Timmerman, Justin Rolfing, those guys that kind of wrestled that 106-113 area for you most of the year.
They did, and Riley and Justin are stepbrothers, actually, and so we really never had a wrestle off with the two. They didn't want to, and I didn't want to create that problem at home for them either. But, you know, so it was just kind of – I think Justin came to me early, and Justin only weighs about 95 pounds, so he's given up some weight even there at 106. And Riley did some good things early. And so it was just one of those where Riley probably performed a little bit better earlier in the season and did some good things for us. He ended up with a 14-8 varsity record and got to wrestle in some JV tournaments and did really well. Lost him right the week going into the conference tournament for the rest of the season. That's when Justin got to step in. and it was his weight, 106, for the rest of the season. And he ended up going 13-17. Like I said, very undersized. Didn't pin anybody this year, but he did win some good matches and won by points. And I think we get some size on Justin. He's going to do some good things. And I think Riley had to cut a little bit of weight, so he's going to be a good 113 for us next year and get some things in the offseason. I think both these boys are going to do some great things for us.
Speaking of that 113, Kevin King, one of those guys that made it to state for you, had a great year this year. Him and then right in that same kind of weight class area, Aiden Toms. Aiden had a really good year, but things just didn't break right for him late in the season.
No, and Kevin, it was a little bit of a cut for him. Both him and Aiden weighed about the same coming into the season, and I think Kevin kind of made that choice to go down a little bit lower and had a tremendous year. I think the first meet out, he ended up with a 44-7 record and winning a match down at state. So he got to the blood round and got in the top 12 and was very close to placing. I think he's a kid, if you were to talk to him, I think the bright lights and things, his first match, I think the first period kind of got him. He dug himself a hole, but I think he can kind of control the rest of that match. But that hole is too big to get out. And that kid ended up getting, I think, fourth or fifth place down at the state tournament. So his two losses were top six guys down at state there. So those two losses are there of his seven. He had two losses in the first weekend or first tournament of the season, his first time out. And I think it was more of a weight cut thing for him than anything else. I know he lost to a gentleman that placed, I think he placed fourth at the state, in the semifinals at Manson, and came back for a third place match and was controlling the match. And I think he was trying for too much at the end of a match, trying to get a 5-point move to give himself a major, an extra team point, and he got caught and gave up 5 points himself and ended up losing the match by two. So four of his seven losses were the last weekend and the first weekend of the season. So, three losses throughout the rest of the season, and they were all to high caliber kids. And he was a conference champ for us and placed, I believe he got second at the Ida Grove tournament, if I remember right. He had a great season for a sophomore, and again, I think he's one of those that says, I'm right here. I'm that close to getting a medal down at the state tournament, if not more. I think that's going to drive him in the off season. He brought up Aiden Toms as a junior. Aiden was undefeated, I think something like 32-0 going into the Ida Grove tournament. Lost in the semifinals to a kid that placed at state in 2A in a real good match, and got in a third place match and was in the lead, controlling the match, and kind of got high and got caught and got pinned. Aiden's got a health issue he's had since birth, and he gets a yearly checkup. He went in that Tuesday after Ida Grove, and the doctor said he probably shouldn't wrestle for the rest of the season, if not ever again. So that was kind of a shock. Like I said, we were dealing with some illness, things like that, and then to deal with that a little bit towards the last 2 weeks of the season was kind of hard to swallow too, especially for a young man that's had a great, career going into his senior year next year. He's got 110 wins and almost 80 pins in his career. And we'll see what happens. Right now it's probably not looking good that he's going to compete next year, and he's done a lot of great things for a program, a conference champ, and there's some kids that were down at the state tournament that he had beaten, and one I know that placed at state. So he might have been another one that could have been down there for us, but health comes first, and he's young man's got the rest of his life to lead, we'll see what happens, like I said. But he had a great season up to that point, and he was sorely lost at the end there.
Yeah, that was kind of a interesting and sad news to hear when you relayed that message on that his season was going to be over for that coach. Some other kids, Hannah Payne, Michael Goff, Delaney Westcott, all kind of filled into that, kind of in the 120 to 132 area, it seemed like, through most of the year.
They did, yeah. Hannah, was out, the first part of the season. We got her back for just a little bit, and then she was out for the rest of the season. She ended up going 2-2 in the time she was in. She was one of those kind of like Keegan King that kind of got the thing going with the girls wrestling and stuff here and kind of went through it with Keegan. And Hannah's had an older brother that wrestled for us, Jordan, that did a great job. So again, I think wrestling could be in her future as far as college, things like that. And We didn't get a chance to get her to wrestle down at the girls' state tournament, but I think she would have done really well there. Delaney Westcott, another female wrestler for us, when she did wrestle varsity, I know she got a couple pins for us at the Ridgeview tournament. I think her final varsity record was 13-14. I think her record against females was like 11-6 or 5 or something like that. And did a great job and got her. She did get a chance to wrestle in the girls' state tournament in Waverly. I think the bracket she was in had something like 57 girls in it, which was unbelievable. But she ended up winning two matches by pin and then lost two. I'm not sure which round she got into. I know she had a bye in there somewhere too, but did a great job for a freshman there. And I think she's going to do some good things at that girls' state tournament as it evolves more and more. Michael Goff is a sophomore, and Michael, this is only his third year of wrestling, and did a little bit as an eighth grader, and really last year was his first year of full, season wrestling as a freshman for us, and really had a pretty nice year going, and finished with a 19-12 varsity record. I think he had 7 pins. He's got about 38 wins in his career right now, and he was in the finals of a couple tournaments, and he had an issue at the end of the season. He had some frostbite on his fingers, things like that. So he missed some matches towards the end and missed the sectional tournament. So he's one that I think would have been about a second seed at sectional tournament. Probably could have seen him at districts and some good experience there. But as a sophomore and only a couple years under his belt as far as wrestling ever, he's really coming around, and I think we're going to see some good things out of him, too.
Another guy I'm anticipating big things out of next year, Jordan Kamanivon, one of those guys that made it to state for your place this year. And then you got Roger King and Brody Stauder as well, kind of all in that same area of weight classes.
Right. Roger King was a starter for us most of the first part of the year. I believe he finished with a 9-11 varsity record as a freshman with 8 pins. I know he went to some JV tournaments and got first at some of them. He's Keegan's, little brother, so he's good on the bottom. He's got some switches, some rolls, things like that. I think he learned from her. But again, as he matures and gets older, I think he's going to do some good things for us. And Brody Stauder kind of came in towards the end of the year when Roger had some injuries he was dealing with. Brody, I think, was 11-3 on JV in the tournaments and matches we got him up to that point. And Brody just kind of happened to be a fill-in. When Roger went out at kind of 38, 45, 52, and there was a lot of times he ended up wrestling some of the better kids that were maybe moving away from Jordan or Jaden Mashke and things like that. So his record varsity-wise, he had 6 wins on varsity this year, and then that was just kind of the last quarter or half of the season there. So he did a good job. And he was down at state watching last week. I know he had talking quite a bit about off-season things. And his grandfather is Nick Johnson. I don't know if you remember Nick. Nick was an assistant coach of mine back when I first came here back in the late 90s and early 2000s. So I'm sure he gets a little bit of coaching when he sees Grandpa too sometimes. But I think we're going to see some real good things out of him, just a freshman. You mentioned Jordan Kamanivong. Jordan, again, is got a medal down at state. He's a junior. But I think if you were to talk to him about it, he's not real pleased. I think he knew there were some things that were left on the mat that he'd like to get back. And I think one of them was probably the quarterfinal match where he had a lead and kind of lost it late on a bad shot. I could have saw him in the semis and a chance to go to the finals and got caught by the kid on the backside to get into the top 6. Yeah, the kid that ended up getting third, and he got caught in a move right there in the first period. And I think that's right where he probably should have been, is that third place, fourth place area. So now the mentality of, here's where I could have been, here's where I should have been. Now I'm going for 7th, and it's hard to get up for that. And I think he was in the lead when he got pinned for the 7th place match. So coming out of 8th, I think part of him was, I'm not real happy with this, but yet there's a part that says I still have a medal around my neck. I know going through the Grand March and on the award stand, things like that, I think that kind of turned him around a little bit. But yet there's that unsatisfaction of where I could have been. So he ended with a 37-6 record with 23 pins. He's got 107 wins in his career and 52 pins. And he's a junior, like I said. And He was one that had a knee injury, he had a wrist injury, had some illness, you know, influenza towards the end of the season. So he missed out on probably about 10 matches. So hopefully, you know, we can keep him healthy next year, and then I think you're going to see some really good things from him.
Coach, as we move through the lineup, Jaden, you mentioned Jaden Maskey here a little bit. Guys kind of ducking him a little bit this year. Blake McAllister, again, got into the semis for you, and Hunter Voith, all put together pretty good seasons.
They did. You know, Jaden was a pleasant surprise, Maskey. He's a junior. He wasn't out last year, and he wrestled for us a little bit as a freshman. He wasn't varsity or anything, but you know, he had a brother that wrestled for us that did some really good things, and I think we kind of saw that. You know, he got sixth place in the first tournament of the year, so he went 1-3. But something clicked in him, and I think it was about that next week. I think we wrestled East Sac in a duel, and he was getting beat a little bit by the Mac kid from East Sac, who's a great wrestler, had 30-some wins this year, I think, and well over 100 for his career. Maskey kind of got him in a headlock, didn't quite pin him. You know, Matt got out. He come back and shot and come back up to that headlock and pinned him. So I think in his head, I think he knew I can compete with these guys. And you saw a whole different kid the whole rest of the season. He ended up with 32 wins, about 15 losses. He was right there at the end to get the districts. And I know there was a lot of guys that didn't want to wrestle him because he's one of those, he's going to give you 6 minutes, and he could be down by 10 points, but he's still going to do whatever he can to win, and I've seen him do it and beat people that way, and he's just got a motor that's not going to stop. He's got a desire to win, and, you know, if he continues that next year, you're going to see some really good things out of him, and he's fun to watch. Ended up losing third place match. He could have had a wrestle back to Dawson Mack, again from ESAC, third place match at sectionals, and that match went back and forth, and I think the final score was 21-20 when it was done in a match, and you don't see that very often, but that tells me that there was no quit in him or Dawson Mack. So it was a fun match to watch, and he's right there. You know, Dawson's a senior. He's going to be gone. I think you're going to see some really good things out of Jaden, and you brought up Blake McAllister. You know, there's a lot of times I got to sit back and I got to realize that he's just a sophomore. it's hard to do. Yep. I mean, the way he wrestles and the maturity that I see in him is phenomenal, you know, and to get sixth place in state as a sophomore at 160 pounds, it's unbelievable. And then to know that he was right there, and what I mean by right there is he was in the semis down 5-2, you know, we're pushing in the third period to get a stall call and a takedown to go into overtime, and make one little bad thing, bad move, and give up a takedown, get an escape, you know, lose 7-3. And here's it ends up being to the kid that's a state champion. And so that's how close he is. You know, again, it's that mentality of if you lose and something's taken away that you really want and then having to come back and compete against. I think those top six guys at 160, you wrestle that thing 10 different weekends, you're going to see it. Somebody different win it every time. You're going to see it, you know, first through six different every single time. You know, he come back. It was a tough thing to do, and he had a kid from New London, a senior that's been ranked in the top four all year, and we end up losing 2-1. So now we're in a fifth place match, you know, and kid comes out, gets a takedown, and gets us in a tilt right away. So we're down 5-0. So it was tough to come back. So we ended up sixth place. Again, he's a sophomore. Those are things we need to learn. And again, it's kind of like the mentality thing that I talked to you about before we were on air here. Is I know our skill level's there. I know our conditioning's there. It's the mentality thing that we really need to work on. And these are young. We're young. And we got a lot of kids coming back that they're there, and that's some of the things we need to get changed. And for him, I know it's going to happen because just the way he approaches things and his family support and everything else. And I think you're going to see him do some really good things for us in the next 2 years. I can't believe I just said 2 years. He's got 2 years yet. But he ended up 48-6 as a sophomore, 26 pins. He's got 85 wins already and almost 50 pins in his career. So, you know, we're looking at, and not just that, but a leader. You know, he's even as a sophomore, he's a leader for us in the room. Things he says, things he does, and so we're looking for some really good things from him in the next couple of years.
Mentioned Hunter Voith here a moment ago. We'll run through the other guys I have on the roster in front of me anyway, Coach. Waylon Gimberling, Jaden Sword, and also Brian King to kind of wrap up the guys that I had anyway wrestling for you this year.
Yeah, Hunter Voith, you know, a senior this year, and you know, Hunter is the typical, you know, when I envision kids that I'd want to coach and see come up through a program, everybody loves to have those guys that are state champions and place to stay and things like that. Hunter's that kid that if you were to take a picture of him back when he was a freshman and look at the picture of him now, just the maturity in his body, his confidence, everything, you know, the change that he's made from then to now and all the hard work that he's put in, you know, you don't get kids like that very often. You know, and Hunter didn't win a whole lot of matches as a freshman and sophomore, and he worked real hard, you know, in the off season, and probably ended up about 5 or 6 matches below 500 last year. You know, this year come out, got 3rd place in the first tournament, but then just kind of got caught in the spot with Blake and Landon and some of these other guys that, boy, just to make the lineup, he's going to have to give up some weight. And a lot of times he went up to 182, and he's probably a natural 158 pounds. So he's given up weight, you know, and the kid could take down anybody. But I tell you, once that weight started to catch up with him, he had some trouble with that. So he ended up with a 22-24 record. You know, again, like I said, it from freshman year to now, just phenomenal, you know. And he ended up, it was almost a perfect ending. He wrestled 182 at sectionals for us, pinned his first kid, lost a decent match in the semis, and then pinned his last kid in like 12 seconds, I think. Didn't get a wrestle back, but, you know, what a way for him to end his career with a medal at the sectional tournament from the Athletic Association. He's got a medal in his hand, you know, a couple pins, and I just felt really good for him to go out his career that way. Jaden Sword is another one that's just a sophomore, and again, he's another one that I got to tell, he's just a sophomore. He's at 195. He did go down to 182 for a while there, just kind of looking at things for sectionals and districts that would be better for him. But you know, he was one of those that was 9-8 as a freshman last year, kind of a fill-in role, but then come out and just was on fire. I think he was, like I said before, 20-2 going into Christmas break, and it really, the 2 losses were against guys highly ranked in the state, and they were really good matches. So I think he still is one of those that, as a sophomore, needs to realize that I can do this. I can compete with these guys. And, you know, and sometimes something bad happens, and it takes 30 seconds to get ourselves back on track out on the mat. So once we get past that hump where, you know, I'm going to compete hard no matter what happens, you're going to see some really good things from Mr. Sword. He was 35-12, and had 20 pins this year. You know, I think a kid that just about places state, he lost to him 9-7 in overtime or something like that this year. So he's right on the edge right there, and I think we're going to see some great things from him. Waylon Gemmerling's a freshman, weighs about 210, had to wrestle 220, 285, and usually that's loaded with, you know, juniors and seniors, and Waylon's a hard, he'll compete hard, you know, and he's learning, he's picking up things, you know. We try to focus on one thing about every week on his feet, one thing on top, one thing on bottom, and as we did that, you could see him doing it in matches, and so again, he's one that really has a desire to do well. He wants to improve. Finished with a 19-16 record as a freshman at 220 and heavy, so I think we're going to see some great things from him in the next 3 years also. Hunter Winker, I want to mention real quick, didn't get into the varsity lineup for us. Hunter's a freshman. Hunter, you know, great football season on JV. Hunter started out about 350 pounds, and our goal was to try to get him down to 285 before the end of the season. We didn't quite get there, but we got him down a little bit, and it's good for him. It's good for his health. And hopefully our goal right now is to get him down there for football season so he can move around a little better and get him down there for wrestling season next year. So it'd be a good thing for us and for him to get him down to 285. The last one here is Brian King, senior, one of our seniors. Brian, you know, comes from the King family that Kevin, his brother, was a state qualifier as a sophomore this year. He's also got a brother that's on our coaching staff, Jeff, who graduated in 2015, had 160 wins and was a state place winner for us. And he's got another brother, Aaron, that wrestled for us, heavyweight, that had 130 wins in his career. So, you know, a great family that he's coming from, and sometimes that can bring some pressure to do some good things. But yep. Brian, if you know Brian at all, Brian's pretty lighthearted. He's a jokester. He kind of keeps things light, so he's fun to have around. We're definitely going to miss that next year. I would say for Brian, you know, he came out of football with a high ankle sprain, and we did not let him practice on the mat much all the way up to Christmas break. And that was tough, and you could see it when he wrestled. You know, we were real cautious with that because our goal was to get him down to state at the end of the season. He took some early season losses, I think, because of it, just the mat time. But from Christmas break on, you know, I knew that Brian will be down state tournament the way he was wrestling. He did some great things. He beat a lot of kids that were down at state. I really thought he was going to be seeded now with the new seeding system because he beat, I think, three guys that were in his weight class. But he had one loss to a West Hancock kid that kind of kept him out of there. But to finish 43-10 this year with 26 pins, 130 wins in his career, which does time with his brother Aaron, is one of the top 12 in our 15 years that we've been together as far as total wins. So that's quite an accomplishment there with the kids we've had go through. 75 career pins. You know, I think he won. He had never won a tournament before until this year, and he won five of them. So he really had a great senior year, culminated with him down the state tournament. Didn't get the greatest draw. He drew the number one seed right off the bat. Yep. So he ended up losing even on the backside. The backside to get in the top eight to keep going, he ended up losing to the kid that finished fourth. So, you know, it just wasn't a good spot in the bracket. I think anywhere else, I think he probably would have saw a medal around his neck. But, again, a great accomplishment for everything he's done in his career and appreciate everything he's done for us.
I tell you what, Coach, you mentioned with a lot of these kids, this is a special group of kids. You guys at South Central Calhoun just really have some good kids that participate in a lot of the sports for you.
You know, we do, and it's not just the kids, it's the families, and we have a great support, and, you know, everywhere we go, it's nice to look in our stands and see our stands full. And, you know, down the state tournament, you know, anytime somebody wins or loses, we can look up to a certain section, and we've got, you know, 10 rows of people that are there supporting these kids. And it's not just the families of these kids. It's families of kids that have wrestled for us before that, you know, it's just in their blood. They just want to keep coming and supporting us. And I appreciate everything that everybody does for us. Because it isn't just me, it isn't my coaches, it isn't just these kids, it's the families, it's the sports system that's in the community, and it's not just in the sport of wrestling, it's in every sport that you see us do. And that's why I think we have the success that we do and all the sports and activities that we do. It's just phenomenal support, you know, and I do appreciate that, and these kids appreciate that, and it makes my job fun to know that that's out there, and it makes my job fun to have kids like this that want to work hard, and they're fun to be around, and they're going to compete. They're going to give you everything they have, whether they're sick or not, you know, whatever it might be. They're still going to go out there and do what they can. Maybe not for themselves that day. They might do it for me. They might do it for our coaches. They might do it for their teammates, or they might just do it because of that SEC on their uniform. And, you know, when you got something like that going, it makes a lot of fun to keep doing this coaching thing.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, looking for many more years with you up there at South Central Calhoun. Appreciate everything you do for us here at Carroll Broadcasting, and look forward to next season.
Well, I'm not sure about the many, but we'll do what we can. I'm getting close here. You know, and like I said, as long as I've got kids and parents and a support system that we have, I'll do this as long as I'm having fun, and right now I'm having a lot of fun with this, and I appreciate everything you guys do and the coverage you have. I do happen to catch some of your discussions. I don't know if it's on Tuesdays or Saturdays, yep. But I catch it on Facebook, and there's every so often there's a little jab, you know, like I feel that, you know. It's like I'm not satisfied with what's going on, but, you know, the moment I'm not satisfied is when this program starts to maybe take a little decline, and we don't want to see that. And you know, we need to also take a step back sometimes and understand that 18-8 is not a bad thing. Right. You know, 7-2 in the conference isn't a bad thing. But, you know, these kids know that there's a higher standard that this program wants, and they know that there's opportunities for them to do something down at the state tournament. And a weekend like we had last weekend, you know, is going to push that – you know, let them know that this can happen. And it, not just the four guys or the three guys coming back, but every single one of these kids that are coming back know that they have that opportunity. And we're going to do everything we can to get them down there and get them what they deserve. And again, it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate everything that you do for us and all the other programs here at South Central Calhoun.
Well, Coach, thanks very much for the time today. Again, thanks for everything this season, and we'll see you again here, I'm sure, at a sporting event coming up soon.
You bet. Thank you very much.
You bet. Head Coach Lance Schultz again with the South Central Calhoun Wrestling Program.